Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. First, let's set the scene. You're working a nine-to-five job right now. Especially in demanding fields like law enforcement, doesn't leave much room for anything else, right? Here's where you having the mindset of an entrepreneur kicks in. It's about seeing beyond your current situation and planning for the future you want. For me, the journey began with a clear vision towards my fifth to sixth year in law enforcement. Despite the long hours and the intense nature of my job, I knew I wanted more in life. I was already an award-winning detective. I was already making $250,000. I was living the American dream. But guys, I saw more. I wanted more. And for some people around my circle, they thought I was just greedy. But they did not know what my why was at. I wanted financial freedom and the ability to make a larger impact. That vision fueled my motivation and guided my actions. So, here's the real question. How do you start? First, you have to recognize the pockets of time that you do have. As a detective, my schedule was super hectic. It was beyond crazy. But I made use of early mornings, late evenings, and even the weekends. I know it sucks. No one wants to work on the weekends, but you gotta do what you gotta do. And it sounds exhausting, but remember, building a future beyond your 9-to-5 is a marathon. Not a sprint. The second step that I'm going to tell you is education, self-education. I spent every spare minute learning about entrepreneurship, whether it was ATMs, whether it was merchant services, whether it was digital marketing, whether it was real estate. I kept learning. Stay a student of the game for the rest of your life. Podcast during the commute. I will listen to motivational self-help podcasts just like this, guys, every single day. It was part of my routine. You got to get your mind right. Audiobooks during my workouts and even reading articles during my breaks. Every bit of knowledge was a step closer to my goal, and it has helped me create a multi-million dollar empire, guys. Now, let's talk about taking action. This is huge for me. Start small. For me, it began with a simple idea that didn't require a massive upfront investment like ATMs. Super simple. I just wanted to learn how to run a true business. So, this could be anything from an online business to consulting services depending on your skills or interests. The key here is to start something that can run parallel to your job without burning you out. Use your free time wisely to build your business slowly and steady. For instance, I used my law enforcement insights to identify a niche market that I knew I could do on my days off, which is why I picked the ATM business. I picked the ATM business because it was a black and white business. I understood it. If I was to explain it to you in one sentence, I could tell you that I make machines from automated teller machines, and I let people borrow money for 24 hours, and in exchange, they pay me a fee. That's how the ATM business works. So everybody can get that. Building a business while working a 9-to-5 also means being incredibly disciplined about your finances. I reinvested majority of my early profits from my ATM business in the very beginning, which helped me grow without needing to seek outside funding immediately. Another crucial aspect is mindset. I always talk about this, guys, so you guys already know where I'm getting at. Cultivating resilience, patience, being able to adapt. Not every idea is going to pan out. Trust me. When I was 18, I used to work in the nightclub industry for 6 years. I thought I was going to push it to the limit. I thought I was going to be doing festivals. I thought I was going to be doing all that. It just didn't pan out, guys. It wasn't consistent. So I had to work in corporate America. So look, just remind yourself, not every idea will pan out. And not every day is going to be a success. But there will be plenty of setbacks along the way. But each failure has taught me and will teach you valuable lessons and what not to do the next time you have another great idea. Now, for those of you listening and thinking about starting your own journey, remember, having a mindset of an entrepreneur isn't about having a billion-dollar idea. It's about seeing opportunities, taking calculated risk, and staying committed to your vision. Even when it's tough, you have to keep leveling up your life, one day at a time. Until next time, guys, dream big and work smart. Let's level up.
Thanks for listening up to the Level Up Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with a family, friend, and everyone you know who's ready to level up. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. It really helps spreading the word. And don't forget to check out officialpaulalex.com for more episodes and resources to kickstart your journey. Let's level up together.